Some pictures from our trip. Some of y'all don't have Facebook, and some of y'all, you know, I've uploaded like 85 pictures a day, so y'all didn't get to see very many, but maybe the first couple of them. So I want to really quickly go through a lot of them today and just show you some big places that we went, some stuff that happened, and encourage you today. We're going to be going, this trip here was actually our October trip that we didn't get to go on in October, so that took that place that was already paid for. So we're going to go again in October, and it's going to be a shorter trip. This is 14 or 15 days. Next, we're going to go like 10 days. So if you're interested, please let us know. Let me know. I'll get you an application. It's going to be a little bit more inexpensive, and it's going to be a little less time, so it won't be as long away from your family. It'll be like 10 days, and so it's going to be a great punch. We really want you, as many people, to go as possible. And so if Gina and Grayson and Lisa would come on up, we're going to talk here in a minute. It was such an incredible trip to be able to go there. I want to tell you this. It broke my heart and brought us all to tears when we talked to people in Israel and they said, we thought America didn't love us no more. I was blown away. They said, we thought America didn't love us anymore. We thought America didn't care for us, because what we hear in the news, what you're saying, what your government's saying, is really that they don't care anymore. And they said, we are so encouraged that you're here. Y'all have brought us hope just by being here. Just by being, and one man said, I don't care if you buy nothing from my store. I'm encouraged. I'm ready to continue on just because you're here and you're showing us that you're here and that you're behind us, that you love us, that you care for us. They would cry. They would be in their stores crying. Don't even buy nothing. Buy something from my friends across the street. I don't care. Just the fact that y'all are here just brings us so much joy. And we know that we're going to make it, that y'all are still with us, that you still love us. Matter of fact, because of Kingdom Impact Christian Travel, if you don't follow that, please follow it. That's our travel side. There's tons and tons of pictures, more than anything I took. Most of the pictures I took is just from us, from our church. But over there, there's a whole lot more pictures, a lot more professional pictures with a higher quality camera. But everywhere we went, they were just so encouraging, like, we just can't believe. As a matter of fact, but Kingdom Impact Christian Travel, because we posted so much, we tagged the Noseworthy Travel company that helped us go. They said, because of Kingdom Impact, we have been inundated and flooded with other groups that want to come to Israel now. They're like, because they realize it's safe, they realize it's okay. And I tell you what, most places we went, they opened the door for us, let us in, and when we left, they shut the door and locked it. At the very beginning, we were the only group in Israel. It's kind of fun because we were the only group in Israel in COVID. We were the only group. We started people going back at COVID, right after COVID was over. We were the first group there. We were the first group after the war came back. And now, because of that, they saw us right after COVID. People started coming in. Right after we came here after the war, now people's flooding in. By the end of our, in 2 weeks, there were several groups there, many groups there. And Noseworthy said, hey, man, they're calling left and right, saying, we want to come, we want to come, we want to come. So we're like the kickstart over there in Israel. And so it was amazing. But I want to give these ladies an opportunity to share just a little bit with you. What happened and their experience. And then I got a bunch of slides, and I drank my coffee this morning, so I'm going to be talking quick, or we'll be here an hour and a half just for the slides. And so I know y'all appreciate me talking fast today. You can go back and watch the video and slow it down if you want to on a half speed. Okay? So if you're online today, watch. God bless you. We're so thankful that you're there. Our church will forever be changed because of those of you that have been to Israel. There's so many of y'all that went to Israel already. And we've had about five or six that have went in the past. I know my mom and dad went, and my armor bearer right there, Jason, went. I'm tired, but and Dwayne and Melanie and Megan went, you know, and my mom and dad. So a lot of y'all have went and been. Was there anybody else that been to? Oh yeah, Kimberly, Johanna, and Jay King went. The Kings went. They went real early in there. And before long we'll have everybody have been there. But and John went. John went. My son went with me. Forgot about my son right there. I'm tired, buddy. So the thing, I drank probably five or six cappuccinos a day. At least. Every stop. Where's Doug at? He's getting a cappuccino. And Tammy's like, tell him to hurry up. You know, so, but anyway, I got in trouble for getting cappuccinos all the time. I was like, I need some more. So I want these ladies to go ahead and start to share a little bit about what happened with them, and then I'll come and show you some pictures and stuff. So does anybody want to start? Maybe you want to go ahead and start?
Sure.
Now Jean has sung a lot down there, and so she, you know, she's not a big talker or a big speaker. So, but I know she wants to share a little bit. She did a lot of worshiping down there. She led worship in Israel. She was down there leading worship and proclaiming God's voice out there in Israel. You sung Yeshua a lot, didn't you, baby?
Yes, we did.
So, okay, but it's good. So go ahead.
One of the things that I remember is when we went to, I guess it was the Sea of Galilee, they talked about where the disciples, oh gosh, Peter and
Andrew
were when, you know, Jesus met them and said, you know, they were about fishing on an island and had caught nothing. And just to be able to stand there and to see and to think, wow, they were really right out there. It could have been the same spot we were at. Maybe not. I'm not sure. But who knows? You know, you never know. But just to think that he met you there, or met them there, and told them to cast their net over. And when they did, they, you know, pulled up tons and tons and tons of fish. And, you know, that's, I can remember that. That just was very special for me. And also, we went and we sang Yeshua, and I think another song, maybe, I don't know what it was. And it was at a church. What did you say it was?
Church of St. Anne.
Church of St. Anne by the Pool of Bethesda. And it was just, I don't know, it was amazing. The acoustics, and it's almost like everybody that was in there, it was our group, and I think maybe a couple other people that were not with our group, but it was just like, almost like angels that were singing. And I, you know, it's just, that's the way it sounded. And yeah, that's it.
That's good, man.
Okay, so for reference, me and Lisa were buddies on the bus, and every single time we got on the bus, to make sure everyone had, they had your buddy in the seat,
buddy.
And Lisa would be like, buddy. So anyways, that's what I said. But, I'm blessed. I'm going to try to go through this and not cry, because the Lord has really blessed me this entire trip. And I feel like I want to share this with you guys. So I was offered this trip completely free. I was approached, and there was a situation that happened with someone on the team, and they weren't able to go. And I was like, God, I really don't know how this is going to happen. And slowly the Lord started opening up the door. And opening up the door, and I'm like, okay, Lord, I'm just going to walk right through it. And I'm saying this because while I was there, the Lord blessed me so much that, and I'm giving all glory to Him, that I didn't have to pull one penny out of my pocket. And God knows your heart, and He knows what you need. And I want to share that with you because God sees your need, and He knows exactly what you need, and He knows what, whatever it is. And all it is a matter of trust. And I feel like that's what God really showed me the whole time. I shared with, the whole team knows this, but I shared with Melanie and Amanda this morning. There's a ring on my finger, and I went to a jewelry shop at the hotel that we were staying at. And I was just looking, you know, to purchase a ring that had something in Hebrew on it because I just felt such a connection to the land while I was there. And the gentleman that was there just started talking to me about his story and how the story came about and how his grandfather, how everything happened. And he looks over at me and he says something to me, and he was, you know, the situation of like, whatever I could get, my best gift. He was like, I could have this, you know, just take the ring, whatever you can get. And I was like, oh my gosh, okay.
He actually told a guy beside her, the guy beside her said, how much is that ring? He said, for you, it's $245. He said, for her, it's a whole different price.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, I just wanted a ring. That's all I wanted. And so I go upstairs, and I get my money, and I come back down. And I, because he's like, I'm going to close my eyes, and you give my wife whatever you can. And I was like, okay. So husband told me to give you this, and she was like, no, take it. No. And she gave it back to me, and I was like, are you sure? And she was like, yes. Like, and so it's the small things like that. And what's funny is that this ring that I have on, in Hebrew it says, I am my beloved, my beloved is mine. That was a ring that I had before I got married. And all my life I grew up thinking it was about, you know, a couple and keeping yourself, you know, for your husband, and all this kind of stuff. And the man told me, and it's, I don't know why in the world it just took me being in Israel for it to click. But sometimes it just be that way, whatever. but he told me, he said, most people think that scripture is about a couple. And he said that that scripture is about your relationship with the Lord. And it just, the Holy Spirit started working in me, and there was just so many different things financially that, my biggest testimony from this trip is financial blessing. And, there's a lot of mountains that I could see, like, facing me, and I was like, God, you're going to have to, like, start taking them out somehow. Something's got to go. And slowly he has been, and I'm still trusting the Lord. I had so many different places that I was just overwhelmed. This was my first time going to Israel, and I've heard from many on the team that your first time, it's very overwhelming. Nana told me, she was like, girl, you're gonna cry at every single sight. And I was like, yeah, I probably am. And first day, we got to the hotel that night, woke up the next day, go to the Mount of Beatitudes, boom, start crying. This is so good. But it was just the fact of knowing that Jesus was there or could have been there, you know, like, that is what was just mind-blowing for me. And I tried to make a list of, so I can keep myself on track, because I like to gag a lot. But anyways, one of my favorite things was the Sea of Galilee. And we went out there, and I was just going about my business. We were worshiping and everything. And I don't know if you have this picture in the slide, but I was just taking a picture on the side of the boat.
Oh, I didn't have that picture.
No. Oh, okay. Well, I was just standing on the side of the boat, just letting the Lord he was just really speaking to me. And I took a picture, and I went and looked back at the picture, and I looked down, and there's a footprint on the water, kid you not. Wow. And I freaked out. I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, Pastor, look at this. And I was showing him and Regina and Lisa, and then the whole team started seeing the picture. And in the picture, later on that evening, one of my good friends, Jessica, she had zoomed in on it, and she actually sent it to her mom, and her mom saw two small crosses that was near the footprint. And I saw them when I zoomed in. I was like, oh my gosh, it's so amazing. And we had just finished talking about, we just saw a fisherman that casted his net off the side of the boat. And then afterwards, like, that picture, the footprint just was there. And it's just as plain as day. And I was just like, oh my gosh, wow. So that was, like, really cool for me.
Okay, John.
So that happened. Sea of Galilee is just really, really peaceful. And I love being able to just be out on the boat. And Pastor Tammy had the captain, like, cut off the engine, and we were just out in the middle of the Galilee, just flipping. And the waters were so calm. And you just looked around and saw everything. And it's just, I don't even know how to describe it. Because, you know, that's where Jesus started his ministry. And it's such a peaceful place. It's such a place where you feel like that you can just get away from the busyness of life and really focus on the Lord. One of the second things that I loved was we went to an Ethiopian church service when we got to Jerusalem. And I didn't know this until Pastor James started talking about it. But in the book of Isaiah, it talks about the Cush, right? Cush, the Ethiopians, that will return back to Jerusalem. And we met Jews who were
Ethiopian Jews, Messianic Jews.
Yeah, the Messianic Jews. And it was just like such a moment of like, oh my gosh, the word of the Lord fulfilled right there in front of our eyes. And it's being continuously fulfilled. and be able to worship with them, and they're worshiping in their own language, and we're worshiping in our own language. And then they started praying. Pastor Tammy and the team started praying for their congregation, and we were praying for them too. And then there, in return, they started praying over us, and it was just a powerful moment for me where I really felt, because up to that point, I was just like so overwhelmed. I was like, God, I knew, you know, all this stuff was fulfilled, and getting to go to Capernaum and seeing where all this all these biblical stories took place, and I heard about them my whole life, and then also like teaching the kids stuff, and like all those Bible stories in the back, and just putting a little visual with it. I was like, wow, this is so amazing. But in that moment, I felt we were in that service, the connection to the land that God has for us. And there were so many other things in Jerusalem. We got to visit the old city and the city of David, and got to pray at the Wailing, or the Western Wall, the Wailing Wall. And it was just, it was just an amazing experience. I'm very blessed to the family that blessed me, and others who blessed me as well. And I'm looking forward to the next time I can take my husband with me. So I don't know if y'all can see this, but
I got attention two pictures. You see that footprint right there?
That's the footprint. And then the two crosses are, well, you can't really see them on here, but it's right there, somewhere around in here.
You got the next picture, John? If you can post the next one up there, I blew it up for you as well and sent it to you.
Can someone find out
what it was? It's a footprint. So there you go. It's like a sandal print or footprint.
It's a footprint on water. And we talked about Jesus walking up, we talked about Peter. And also on the boat, the pastor that has spoke about Jesus walking on the water, and Peter getting out of the boat and walking on water to Jesus. And it was just phenomenal, like, to see that. But just in general, I'm just very grateful to the Lord for everything He's done. He's put a very big burn and passion in my heart to get more into the Word. Because there's a lot, there's so much, and there's so many things that we got to see, prophecies that are coming, like true, and they're actually happening right now. And so I'm just thankful, and thank y'all for your support. Thank you for praying for us, for Safe Travels. I know Pastor Greg's going to talk about the hostage square, but that was we got to go to close to Gaza and just do some mission work and really love all those people. And that was really emotional. That was like their 9/11. And to see a row of just cars that had been burnt and people lies in those cars for no reason, but just pure evil. And I agree with what Pastor Katie was saying, it's the spirit of the Antichrist, and that's what it is. But they need our prayers, and they were asking so many times, please pray for us, please pray for us. And there's hostages, they still got hostages, and we're believing that they're going to be set free. We don't know how it's going to happen, but God's going to work a miracle. But that was just a really, be able to go in there and like see the people and hear their stories that of them surviving an attack of that magnitude just really wrecked me. And it gave me a passion to just, you felt like just such a, as a child of God, and a connection with them, like your heart hurt for them.
Yes.
And so, yeah, I just, that's pretty much all I think I have to say. So,
okay, Lisa?
Pass it to Buddy Buddy.
Yeah, I was going to say a few things. I'll build on what they had said. I thank God for the opportunity to be able to go. And I know Jesus is real. He was real before we went. I saw evidence over in the Holy Land of Israel there. I know the jet lag is real.
Amen.
yes, so, but as a retired police officer, we look for evidence in a lot of things. And so I know in my heart I've been raised that Jesus is real. But going over there and seeing the things that we saw, where he was actually at several places where we knew for certain that Jesus was there, was very powerful. And also, Pastor Blood baptized me and Grayson as well, and in the Jordan River. And that was just meant a lot to me, because I left a lot of things in my garden.
Amen. Praise God.
That was very cool too. That was on the wild. Holy Spirit away from us. It's pretty weather. I'm not expecting that. But I thank God for that. And we did get to a lot of places. Pastor Candy's awesome. I know not everybody can get to the Holy Land. My mom wanted to go. I was never able to go. But that's okay, because we can read the Bible. And it's just as real
yes.
in the Bible as it was what we saw.
Yes.
So we can, you don't have to be there. The Holy Land can be just as real. Jesus is just as real. Sit out on the porch.
It's a good word.
You know, anywhere you want to be, he is with us everywhere. But it was good. I think God brought you to the Lord there and see the things that I saw and just be part of the worship and stuff like that. So when we're going through a hard time, I think that the biggest thing we do is worship. Because I can tell you, going through a tunnel, and I'm claustrophobic, but going through a long tunnel like that gave me a chance to worship. So that song, Yeshua, I sang the whole
way. She sure did. I turn around and say,
chance to just to spend 2 weeks with my pastor here and his family. And they are real. I mean, you got, and I just can't say it enough. I'm so thankful for you guys as my church family. I love you guys. And Pastor Doug and his wife, Regina, and his stepdaughter, his daughter. I call him Dad and Mom all the time, so it's his daughter. But he is so real. I saw him with people and how he was behind the scenes. It's funny. You know it's funny. And things like that. But he's so real with people and such a giving man. I mean, and his wife, what a, I tell you, this church has been just going to go places with the leadership that we have. It's just awesome. And you guys out there, too. I just thank God. The main thing was just for me is just seeing all of it. One thing that just struck me is, like I said, I'm going to have to love there. Jesus is here.
Amen. That's a good word.
Find myself in a tough spot. Things like that, if we just start praising him, put some music on that we like, and just start praising him and things like that. We have the Bible, we can pray and stuff. It's just as real here as it was there. And here you don't have that to have to I just want to say thanks to Pastor Dan, Pastor Doug, the church family, to my family and friends that have possible for me to go.
What was your favorite spot? That's the thing, that's the only thing that you didn't.
Favorite spot was
the tunnel. The tunnel, of course.
You overcome fear. When you're there, whatever fear you have, you will overcome it.
Yeah. You know, a lot of places. Dead Sea, you can't play in the Dead Sea. Hoxha Square was meant a lot to me because those people are still ongoing. And so hopefully that will resolve with a very good ending for them. It's a large area that they're at in Hoxha Square. And just different things. It's just so hard right now because we're just coming out of it. And I still haven't had time to really go over my notes and things like that. But it was an excellent trip. We had good praise and worship, good teaching and things like that. But I just thank God for what he did for me and what he's going to do in my life. And if I can help you guys, we've asked for the chaplains, we're police chaplains. But if I can bring any of you guys any time, let me know. And stuff, or let me do some more details about the school or anything like that.
Yes, ma'am. Amen. Praise God. Let's give them a hand. Y'all can sit down in a second. Okay, I want to go through these pretty quickly, so y'all just hang on. She was our snack. Last time Megan was our snack person. This she brought our snacks last time. Megan brought the snacks, and here is something that we ate. They said it was hamburger, but anyway, go ahead. Okay, let's keep going. Okay, they eat fish with the head on it. Somebody else ate that. I ate the something else. I did get a wonderful blessing to baptize into the Jordan River. What a wonderful opportunity, and I love it that you're able to go down there. It's like Lisa said, you go down and you leave stuff and you come back up. I saw her, Grayson, and my wife, all three of them, I saw it change in her eyes. You know, over there at some point in time, I saw something happen. I was like, they'll never be, it's done. It's, from this point on, it's done. It's already over. Okay? We did this right here was on the Mount of Beatitudes. Charlie and Nancy. Nancy's from Pastor Matt's wife from our Southampton campus. Over here, I call them a muskrat, but in the Bible they call them conies, or they're like some kind of coney rock something. They're little conies in the rock. This is a muskrat. These are one of my 15 or 20 that I had a day. Cappuccinos. They made little hearts for me. They love me so much. We spent so much money on it. This right here was on the Sea of Galilee. I mean, there's absolutely 100%, no question, zero. It's a kabillion percent chance Jesus was on that water and walked on that water we were on. So you're sitting there looking out, we're singing Yeshua, we're singing all these wonderful songs, and they're throwing it. It's really incredible. I got the opportunity to preach three or four times this time. This right here is at Kersey, and I'll try to preach these messages at some point during the next little while. But this right here was at Kersey where Jesus cast the demons out of the demoniac, you know, and so that was a powerful place right there. This right here is the also where I preached at Caesarea Maritima, where Paul was in prison for 2 years. Also, where Peter preached to the first Gentile, Cornelius, and right here also not this space. I'm going to show you that in a second, but Paul stood right there, and Herod was right there. I preached standing right there where Paul was at, looking up at Herod, and I got to preach there. I stood where Paul was at, and this is an amphitheater right there beside Caesarea Maritima. Go to the next slide if it shows the next one. Right here, me and Jenny got to renew our vows on the Mediterranean Ocean. Right here, they did this. This was not here last time, Jason, when you went. They right in that area, they did some more excavations, and that's a prison that they feel like Paul could have been in. There's a bunch of that because it fits everything about it. We'll go back one. And right here on this, right here on the Mediterranean at the Caesarea Maritima, this is where Paul preached, and it said everyone that he preached to when he preaches it, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And God spoke to me and told me that this is the Gentile Day of Pentecost. Because, you know, in the Day of Pentecost, they were all Jews, right? Okay, but whenever Paul preached at Caesarea Maritima and everyone that he preached to received the Holy Spirit, I was like, that is our Day of Pentecost. I thought, I don't know, that was just revelatory to me. Okay, go ahead. This right here is an aqueduct. King Herod got aqueducts, so it would come from somewhere else and flow to his palace. And every 5 miles, it would drop a foot, and it's pretty incredible to see. It's just called an aqueduct. And then also they had, I don't think I got a picture, back up one. And then also over here on this other side was a hippodrome. And what that is where they had chariot races. I meant to put that up there, but it was right there where they had all the chariot races and games and stuff at. It's pretty incredible. Okay. I don't know where I'm standing. I'm standing on some kind of mountain there. Over here, this right here is where they believe that in the general area, just general vicinity, is where Jesus read the Isaiah scrolls. And after he read the scrolls, they tried to take him and throw him off the cliff at Mount Precipice. This right here, and Jason, there's a bunch of places we went brand new this time. I know it wasn't there whenever the Vealeys went. But so that there's a powerful place as well, okay? This right here is something that would have looked something like where Jesus would have been in a cave. It would have been an individual cave, and that's like the kind of rock that would have been across it. A lot of people go to the Garden Tomb. The Garden Tomb is not where he was at because you cannot see the temple from the Garden Tomb. It was actually on Mount of Olives. We believe that he died on Mount of Olives, crucified on Mount of Olives, rose from the grave on Mount of Olives, and we believe he's going to come back on the Mount of Olives. If you look at, because also Mount of Olives was where the rich, everybody wants to be, it's very expensive to be buried on the Mount of Olives. That was a rich man's tomb. And so therefore, the guy who let him use his tomb was very rich, and that would have been on the Mount of Olives. And so we feel like that is where that happened at. Here, this is on might have been Mount Arable. We just had some fun, me and some of the guys. You know what I mean? I'm the youth pastor. I'm still hanging out with the kids and ministering to them, and that was a wonderful time up there that we had. We had to crawl across a lot of rocks that like to kill Gina. But okay. This is another picture back on the other side. This right here is our whisperer. We had it out here so we could hear someone, if the leader was like, you know, away from us, we could hear real close to what he was saying. And this is just a beautiful art. That's the Sea of Galilee back there. From this mountain, you could almost see the whole entire Galilee from this mountain right here. Okay? That's another picture. That's me and Grayson there in that same area. And that's me and Grayson on the other side of that mountain. And these are just some pictures of the flag that we got. Okay. This is Peter's prophecy. This is where after Jesus, Peter betrayed Jesus three times after the cock crowed. This is a beautiful picture of him. This is where Jesus asked Peter, "Peter, do you love me?" He asked him three times for the three times that he betrayed him, right? And so right here is the right here on the Galilee. And this could have been the area where he had done that at. Okay. This is a town of Capernaum. And that's where Jesus did a lot of his ministry at. Okay. This is Peter's mother-in-law's house. This is where they let the man down through the roof, as well as where Peter stayed at a lot of times with his mother-in-law. And a lot of miracles happened right here. And then this is a synagogue, first century synagogue. That is right. You're looking, if this is here, and then that way would have been the synagogue. And you see how beautiful and how old it is. And they did a little restoration on top, but the bottom part is first century. This is all first century. And then after we did that, we went and walked through the marketplace. And man, I'll tell you what, the marketplace, you would think nothing's going on, nothing ever happened in the marketplace. It was a million people going through there, just running through. And they got the coolest stuff. We had this for lunch. These are little, what do you call them, Gina?
Dumplings.
And they had beef and chicken and sweet potato, all kind of stuff. That's what we had for lunch one day. Not the whole thing, but we bought them. And then these are all kind of spices. They have all kind of spices. Okay, go ahead. This is another meal that we had. It was chicken and then some salad. You have salad and hummus with everything. And then we had the chicken. And this was a little vendor that they had made these little bicycles and stuff. So that was kind of cool. Then we went to Jaffa. This is the story of Jonah and the whale, obviously. This is Simon the Tanner's house. You hear about that in the Bible where Paul was at, and this was just a mural on the side of the wall. This is walking through the streets of Jerusalem. This was in Jaffa, okay. This is, okay, now, we got there on Shabbat. Shabbat, you know, Friday night to Saturday night is Shabbat. Okay, and that's when Jesus celebrated Shabbat. We celebrated on Sunday, but the real Sabbath day is from Friday night to Saturday night. So on that, you say Shabbat Shalom, you know, peace on the Sabbath. And I believe when Jesus comes back, we're not going to be celebrating on a Sunday. We're going to be celebrating on Shabbat, the true time. But what they do is all the families get together. The hotel was full on that night. They all go to spend the night in the hotel and celebrate the Shabbat dinner together, you know, and worship and go to service that night. And so this is a Shabbat dinner. It's not like this every night. Well, check this out. You can go through them pretty quick, John. And this is all the stuff that you could have to eat. Keep going. Keep going. Look at that. Look. Keep going. Keep going. But they go all out for Shabbat every Friday night. Look at all the desserts. Look at all that. Lisa really liked the desserts. The best oranges he ever had, she said. The guava juice was amazing. I didn't show any pictures of the Pickler House, but we stayed at the Pickler House first, which is a little bit more primitive. This is like a five-star hotel there that we normally stay at a three or four, but because of the war, they gave us a discount and let us stay there. We would not be able to stay there ever again, probably, because it's outside of war. But they had a chef there. This is gelato. And so that was really good. And so, but the Pickler House, staying at the Galilee is 100% the most peaceful place I've ever been in my life or ever will be. There's no more peace than sitting there at the Galilee. When you go in Jerusalem, it's hustle bustle. It's kind of stressful. Okay, go again. This right here is at the Hostage Square. I cried the whole time I was here. I was a hot mess. All those people there, you just see writing to them, bring them home now. We got a thing here. It's written in Hebrew, and it says, bring them home now. This is a dog tag from Israel. It's got perforated edges here where they cut them off. They split it in half, give one half to the parents and one half to the soldiers in case they don't come back. This was not during wartime. I mean, there was not a war at the time when it went on. It just came out of nowhere. It's like 9/11. And like Grayson said, it's the exact same spirit that attacked us, attacked them. They were not prepared for it. They don't understand why they weren't prepared for it. They don't know why it didn't happen. So keep going here. This is the tunnel. You know, you talked about they're in the tunnels. Well, this is how you see Gina, you know how short Gina is. And her head is right there, right in it. You see how that's where they're at. They're in there. And there's another, just a Star of David. You just see some Eden. This is some beautiful young ladies. Bring them home now. It's all over all the walls there. Kidnapped. This is a Shabbat table. They did this right here for each one of the, I think it's 153 or however many it is. And they did this right here for when they come home for Shabbat. They've already prepared for them all. It's just heart-wrenching. You see, this is what I got on here. Okay. You just see so many people there. Look at all of them. Look at all of them there. And you walk around. Their family members there. They're selling stuff in support to them. Go ahead. They're selling stuff. Bring them home. Go ahead. Look, babies. Little children. Go back one. Look at the little babies that got. Okay. Go ahead. They're staying in there. Go ahead, next one. No price too high. Bring them home. Cry out for them. They're just standing there holding signs all day long, every day. You see this right here? This right here, this really, really affected me. They only get like a half to a quarter of a pita bread every day with a little bit of hummus on it and a little small thing of water, and that's all they have. That's all they get. And how do we know that? Because some of the hostages that were released, they came and told what everything that happened. And they said, so you see a whole pita, that's how much they got of it. Breaks my heart. You see them there, okay? Next one. And then there's a tree over there that has little things from kids all around the world and people all around the world showing their support. And it just read the little letters the little kids wrote that says, please bring them home. You know, let them come back to their mom and dads. All this kind of stuff is pitiful. Now this right here, lady here, we met her. Her cousin, Carmel, don't pray for Carmel, come home. All of them come home especially, but she said, my cousin Carmel is a hostage. Please pray for her. And so we asked her, can we take a picture with her? And she said, absolutely. And you can see, this is a little girl, my wish. And then that's her, you know, you see a little girl from my name is Dahlia. I'm not sure where she's from, but and there's some beautiful little notes from kids, okay? Some more. This was in Jerusalem there, showing solidarity. There's 613 laws in the Old Testament. I want you to understand, and when you go to Israel, you'll realize how important the Old Testament is. The Old Testament talks all about the New Testament. And the New Testament refers all to the Old Testament. And as you read, when you read Deuteronomy, you realize that Jesus quoted Deuteronomy more than anything. The Torah is so important for us to read. Don't ignore the Old Testament. It is so powerful. There's so much in there we need to learn from, and it's a lot of it's foreshadowing the New Testament. Jesus is all in the Old Testament, even though he's not physically there. But there's 613 laws in the Old Testament. And guess how many seeds are in a pomegranate? About 613. Pomegranates will hang on the edge of the robe of the priest. You know? And you know, there's some other places that'll give you some other numbers, but if you look it up in the real number, it's 613, the same as the law, how many laws there are. Okay? Oh, and over here, this is a wood shop we went to that we bought some stuff, and also they gave us pizza. Go ahead. They fed us pizza, and we got to eat pizza at the wood shop. And so that was good. We were trying to support them as well. This right here, the Torah would be in there, and they came on Simchat Kippurah. When the last day of, there's, you know, last year, remember we talking about when we came down on Sukkot and all that, and they're supposed to commanded to be joyful. And they came on the very last day of joyful, where they, at the very last day, they put these, they have this party, and they have these Torahs in there, and they close it up, and they walk around, they dance, just loving the Torah, loving the Word of God, and they're kissing the Torah. This is the day that they came. the last day to come. So it's going to be hard for Sukkot that's coming up here in October for them to be joyful, realizing that that's the time. But they came on that day for a reason. And so it's really powerful there for that time. That's what's so important to know. Once you know the feast, we talk about the feast in the past a little bit. We're going to talk about them coming up this year. The next one coming up for us is Shavuot or the Passover feast. That's Easter. That's what that is. We're going to talk about that here coming up. You know, next week is Palm Sunday, right? So anyway, it's really powerful. Okay, go ahead. This right here was what Gina was talking about, where they were singing. And that, you see how, the acoustics were just, it's just like angels were singing. And it was actually Regina. But anyway, a beautiful angel. But yeah, they were there too. Okay, go ahead. We just took pictures in front of doors all the time a lot. It was a pretty, blue door. Nancy got Gina hooked on the blue doors. And every time we saw a blue door, we took a picture. Okay, and then y'all are part of this. This right here is the orphanage. We couldn't go to the orphanage because the orphanage is Bethlehem, and it's not good for us to be in Bethlehem right now. So Bethlehem came to us, and this is one of the kids in the orphanage. Y'all donated the money from the church. Y'all, you pay your tithes like that. That donated money for that to help do that as well. So y'all helped. We give money to the orphanage this year. So that was amazing to be able to do that. So go ahead. You see him there, and we brought them toys and stuff, and you'll see how excited they are. And that's Sister Pia. We're playing with the toys. Keep going. They loved it. We're so excited for us to be there. Look at her. See, this is all in there. It's Pastor Tammy. And she wanted to play with my little whisperer thing. And this right here is all on the Mount of Olives, right where Jesus is going to come back. Jesus, the scripture says he's going to put his foot on the Mount of Olives. And the other one right there on the Temple Mount, it's going to split right in half. And there is a fault right there as well. And that's where the Gihon River is going to flow. You see right there is the Temple Mount. Pastor Tammy preaching on the Temple. Go ahead. Pastor Tammy preaching on the Temple Mount. I was taking a picture there. It was kind of chilly that day. Okay, then we went to the Ethiopian. Also, we gave money from our church to the Ethiopian church. It's the Ethiopian Messianic church. Like somebody said, when you read Cush in the Bible, there's a lot in the scriptures about the Ethiopians. This gentleman right here is Rabbi Gadamu. He wants to come to our church and minister at some point. I think sometime the week after Easter, we're going to have our personal Don Weber is going to come and speak a few minutes at the beginning of that service because we support him in Kenya, Africa. But Pastor Gadamu wants to come down also later on in the year sometime or next year. We went to their service and they had a service and they did it in their language and we just worshiped with them. And even though we didn't know a word they were saying, you could feel the presence of God, Bruce. You're like, man, I know who y'all are worshiping. Because they were so passionate. Watch this. Keep going. Then they prayed for us. We prayed for them. She came down to lead in prayer. And so she just got down on her knees. And just started going at it, son. I was like, that's her. So she just went crazy. It was such a powerful time. And then we got a chance to, the pastors got a chance, me, Pastor Matt, and Pastor Wayne, and Pastor Tammy went around and we prayed for everybody over there and blessed them, spoke into their lives, okay? And then if you've ever been to like Myrtle Beach, Burger Fi, which is not there no more, that's kind of like a Burger Fi. It's the closest thing to a real hamburger that you'll get there. And then we went to the Temple Mount, okay? And then you go to the next one. This is them all praying at the Temple Mount. Okay, and the next one, watch them. You see them doing this right here? That is them. It's supposed to symbolize the flicker of a flame burning in honor to God. They're all serious. And if you look real closely, you see all the little pieces of paper. Everybody puts their prayer requests in there. Because see, this right here was the closest. See, the Muslims have the religious rights to the Temple Mount, and the Israelites have sovereignty. And so they stay out here and worship, and there's a mosque inside the temple where the Muslims worship at. They respect each other. And they're like, okay, y'all do that, we'll worship here. And that's why they go right here because that's the closest they can get to what was the Ark of the Covenant. But what I love, yeah, I went and prayed, and I put some stuff in there. But what I did that symbolically to honor the Jews and to honor the Ark of the Covenant. But what's so wonderful is we are the Ark now. We have the presence of God in us. We don't have to go to an ark or pray near an ark or whatever. We are the ark. We house the presence of God in each one of us. And then there's a men's side and then a lady's side. And then after you pray, you got to back straight up away from it like this and honor the site, and then you can turn around. And you see right there is a Temple Mount, right there. If you notice, I don't have it here, but this, see this whole area right here? It's a big open area. This is where the third temple is going to be built at, probably, right here. And it's already prepared. All they got to do is just put something up, count the third temple, and we're going to be gone. So it's very shortly after that. So you can see those beautiful, that's down there at Temple Mount as well. Okay, keep going. It's Grayson praying, me praying. Okay, this is inside. This is on the back side of the Temple Mount. This is probably more realistic than the other side because the outside, everybody touches it, and all the wind and the rain and all the elements touch the outside. This is the back side of the wall. We were inside the temple, on the other side of the wall. And so her touching that side is actually more probably the wall that they would, you know, have. And this right here inside the temple, you also is a mikvah, which is a ritual bath. Okay, go ahead. This is up there. There is a synagogue up there for them to worship in. And this was a bar mitzvah that was going on at the same time. Okay. This is David. This is the city of David, where he built David's built the temple. See, we're up there. You can look around and see all of it. Okay, next, city of David. This is us going, getting ready to go into the city. See all the big smiles. Okay, keep going. City of David. Okay, look. Okay, right here. This is Lisa being terrified with peppermint in her mouth and a little piece of paper, something that says she could keep sniffing it, and she's singing Yeshua right now, right this very moment. Okay, see how little of it is? Also, when we go in October, we'll have the opportunity to go through the water tunnels. This is how they got water. You know, the water tunnels is up to right below your knees. So you're going through ice cold water, walking through the tunnels, and it's so cool. Oh my God, I love it. And so you see how close it is. But we've never not had anybody go through these, because everybody faces their fears, they overcome it, and they come out victorious. And it's just powerful, powerful time. Okay. Then we went to the U.S. Embassy. You see that right there where they were standing there, and where the U.S. Embassy came to, they moved to Israel, the embassy to Israel, to Jerusalem, okay? This was me. I had the opportunity to speak right behind me, right over here, this is all the Valley of Elah, where David fought Goliath. I got to preach here. And Goliath was up top up there. David was over here on this side. And the brook is right here, and we actually got to go down. They have closed the brook up because of tourism and all that kind of stuff, and there's no really place for you to park a bus. But because there was nobody in the country hardly except for us, they let us stop, and we got to go down to the brook where he got the five stones at and literally walk the whole entire brook. We were like walking. I mean, I got some more stones. I'm literally walking in the brook where it was at. It was a powerful time. And then I wanted Grayson to be able to have ministry there, so I let her read the Bible for me while I was preaching. We did worship on the bus like crazy. This San Bendito water is the best water in the world. And when you know you're at a fancy place, whenever they don't bring you a pitcher of water, they bring you a bottle of water. And then when you finish with that bottle, they bring you another one, a glass bottle. And I was like, okay, we fancy, okay. Oh, go back one. And right there, that's Kool-Aid. That's Lisa said, I can't just drink water. So she had little cherry things that she put in hers to make hers taste good. Okay. Next, you see here. Okay, next. We did communion several times, three times. This was Pastor Rabbi Gadamu. We were in the Garden of Gethsemane. Go ahead. And you see Lisa, she's praying right in the Garden of Gethsemane. Gina praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. Just a powerful time. Go ahead. Me, you know, these trees are 2,000 years old. That could be the tree right there that you're looking at that Jesus prayed beside. I mean, those are 2,000 old trees, and this is the Garden of Gethsemane. Matter of fact, they preserved it. There's streets all the way around it, but they preserved this whole area. And so these are the trees that are there, okay? And there's Grayson praying there, and they got the most beautiful. Gina was enamored by how big the roses. The roses are like this big, they're huge, okay? Okay, some more trees, keep going. This right here is the Rock of Sorrow at the Church of All Nations, I think it was called. And this is where they feel like Jesus probably prayed and sweat blood, right here on this rock. And then went to the Ascension site, where they feel like Jesus ascended to heaven. This is a place that through conversations, people think that he probably was in this around this area right here when he ascended into heaven. Okay. Keep going. That's grace and praying there. Okay, keep going. This is we're eating something else. Okay. Okay, this is Danny and Jessica. You know, they've been to our church before a couple times. Friends of ours. And City of David's, just Mount Zion. Keep going. Some pictures. They have a room of Psalms where, keep going. There's another one. Well, go back. A room of Psalms. They have little kids in there, little baby kids like 2 years old. And they read the Psalms to them all day long so they can get used to hearing the Psalms and hearing the Word of God. Okay. This right here is over to, this is a brand new this year suspension bridge over to Valley of Gehenna. The Valley of Gehenna is the Valley of Hell. They would throw all their trash in there and it would be, they said it's an everlasting hell burn because they would throw their trash constantly and it would all burn. They would send their kids through there. If their kids make it to the other side, they were spared. And if they did not make it and they died, then they were offered up to Molech, the god Molech. Okay. I'm going to go back one. This right here is they are standing in the pit, the sacred pit. 1,000,000,000%. This is Caiaphas' house. Read the Bible. This right here is where Jesus was at the night before he died. So we were 100% in the room right where Christ was at before he died, right there in the sacred pit. This right here is where I stood at in the amphitheater, preaching where Paul stood before Herod. Okay. This is the Sea of Galilee. See how peaceful that is? Man. We got to swim in that. Okay. Gina was cold. Okay, next. Some more in Sea of Galilee. Keep going. You know where Scripture says that I will write my name in the city? On the country? Well, this right here is Jerusalem, and you can kind of see how his face will look in that. But this right here is a Shem, and that means Yeshua. And that's in the country, in the valley. I mean, it's right there. His name is written, just like he said, in that. Okay? Is that all of them, John? Come on, somebody. I did good, bro. Look at that. Bam! So I went super fast, and there's a lot more I could say and a lot more that I could show you. But we just want to let you see those things so you can be praying for Israel. They already feel forgotten. Everybody's already forgotten about the hostages. But we wouldn't want anybody to forget about our children or our brothers or our sisters or our mom or dads. So please continue to pray that they will bring them home and that we'll bring a resolution to that. And pray for them. I can't believe I didn't have any pictures. John, did I have any pictures at all of at the end? Okay, I'm going to have to show you all some pictures next week, a few pictures, because we went to the car graveyard, where there was 1,000 cars there that they use incendiary grenades and missile launchers to blow up, incinerate. There was nothing but teeth and like a few scattered body parts in these cars. So much that the government wanted to just bury all the cars, and the high priest of Israel said no. And they went and got a big vacuum and vacuumed all the cars out of all the dust and buried those. But there was 5,000 kids were at, because it was a party. It was a happy time. They were at a Jewish concert, just dancing before the Lord. 5,000 of them, and that's when all this happened. And they went and burned all these cars up. There was 20, 22, 28 young adults that went in the back of an ambulance, and they burned the whole thing down. It was just, as a matter of fact, Elon, the guy who was in charge of that was our guide, he was so broken as he was telling us about this, he had just to leave the frame of the camera because he was just bawling so hard how much it hurt him about what they did to these young kids. He said they were just dancing. They were just trying to have a good time before the Lord, just worshiping Yeshua, and then this tragedy, this evil came. And they were all crying, and that was bad. And then we got a special permit. 31 of us got to go to a place over towards Syria at the police department. We saw behind the scenes police footage of the terrorists, where they came in, what happened, how they attacked the police department, and they took over the police department. And then so what the police department did is they like, okay, y'all were all in there now. There's so many of you. They would hide and be snipers. There were so many of them. What they did was they went out, got a big old tank, and came back and blew the whole thing up. They're like, okay, that's fine. y'all gonna take over the police department? We're right here, you're in there. And so they came out and just took a tank and just started unloading on the police department and just crushed it to the ground. And so we got to stand right there. I got a few artifacts from the ground over there. But it was really pitiful, all the stories that the guy was telling us about those people. Matter of fact, they got a mural up there of the Torah unrolled, and there's bullet holes all in there. And all those cars that I'm telling you about, there's bullet holes all in those cars. Some of them say family car, you know, stuff like that. There was little strollers and stuff like that. It was so pitiful. But they the Torah had bullet holes in it, and then on top of the Torah, it had all the Hebrew letters going back up. And you're like, well, why is that? Well, because we write the Torah on their heart, and then when they die, the Torah goes back up to heaven. And so that's what that was about. It's beautiful. But they were so broken and so emotional, and they were so happy that we were there. Y'all, you know, helped because we sent money to the Ethiopian Messianic Jew campus. Pastor Gridamu, right now Ethiopia's in a war. He goes to, all the way over there to Ethiopia in the middle of the war to minister and evangelize and try to bring people back to safety if he can. Matter of fact, he thought he was going to get arrested there when he came back to Jerusalem. He thought he was going to get arrested. He said, I thought I was going to get arrested. And he said, because they're telling lies about me. They're telling me that I'm only bringing people back to Jerusalem if they worship Yeshua and not be a Jew. And so they're spreading lies, and he's persecuted. And he's doing his best. He's going over there witnessing. He's got a whole church. He's got three or four congregations of Messianic Ethiopian Jews. And so y'all are blessing them. Also, the children's facility with the special needs kids, y'all bless them. Also, Kingdom Impact, and also Pastor Matt's church, Southampton, and Pastor Tandy pretty much paid for all of Gina so she could go. And then, you know, and then they also pay for a big part of mine. And then we take a little bit out of our fund to help me go. And so y'all helped that. So y'all were a big part. You're giving, you're blessing over in Israel. You're blessing the people there. You're blessing the children over there. And so we were able to give, and we also bless our guides and our bus drivers. And they, you know, they hadn't had any work since October. We were the first group they had. And they, you know, so they're like, and Ahadir, he's a Muslim, but I really think he's about to turn over to be a Christian because he's really got a kind heart and really hears us. And he loves us. He wants to protect us. We stopped the side of the road. We're like, oh, there's some shepherds. We pulled over the side of the road and stopped and went over and hung out with the shepherds. And like with the sheep, I mean, they're real shepherds. Like they're real shepherds. They're out there walking with sheep. And you know, Tammy's like, y'all come here. And the sheep are going this way. And the shepherds are yelling them to come back. And they left. Then all the sheep ran off because we spooked them. And so then some goats came. Tammy's like, bring the goats over here. I'll pay them money. It was great. It was so wonderful. It's the craziest trip. Some wild things happen. We have a schedule that never gets done. You know, if we just see some sheep, let's stop right here. You know, hey, we got to go here. We couldn't go some places because they were closed. They're like, we're doing renovations because of the war. We're taking this time, but it was just a wonderful time. Everybody's forever changed. I'm forever changed. I'm a better pastor, and I feel the anointing more than I ever had before. This time when I went to Israel, in the past, I saw God and Yeshua through the sights. This time, I felt and saw Yeshua. It wasn't about the sights anymore for me. The sights were great. But now, this time I went, I was able to feel the presence of God because of what's in me. And I connected straight with Him. I didn't connect to the sight. I connected to Him. So I've been five times now. And so I'm excited about that. Pastor Tammy's been 20 times. Pastor Matt's been 10 times. And so I'm excited. And I really hope that some of y'all go. I know that Amanda says she's going to... Jason's wife may be going. I know Amanda Ward's already planned to go. So we got a couple of people. As long as y'all go, I'm going to go with you. I'm not going to leave you by yourself. And so as long as we have people that want to be there. So we're really excited. So I just want to close in prayer. And I want y'all to... I had more pictures, I thought. But we also went to the 9/11 Memorial. They support us. They got a 9/11 Memorial down there. And they're upset. We're supporting you. We want support as well. Please, you know. And I got a chance. Pastor Matt prayed for Israel. Pastor Wayne prayed for the hostages. And I had the opportunity to pray for America at the 9/11. And so it was such an honor for me to be able to do that. So let's just bow our heads and close our eyes. And let's just pray. God, I know this wasn't really a message, Father, but I know what your word says. And your word says in Genesis chapter 12, I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who treat you with contempt. And all the families on earth will be blessed through you. So God, we bless Israel right now. We don't forget about Israel. God, we're probably the loud, even though we're a smaller church, we're the loudest church in Wilmington that talks about Israel. And God, we thank you for you putting that on our backs to be able to share about Israel. Knowing, God, that you're not coming back to America. You're coming back to Israel. And we're going to be joining them. And we thank you, Father, that we are grafted in, that we have the same promises of every one of those Israelites. That we're grafted, we have equal rights to you as all the Israelites do. We pray that you turn the hearts of Israel back to you. Those are your people. That's your home. And God, you honor us so much to be able to travel to your home and the time and the money that it takes to do those things. God, we go there and you honor the fact that we show up there. But just like Lisa said, such a powerful word that if you absolutely can't go, you can meet Yeshua right here in America by reading the word and feeding and listening from us. Everybody can feel Yeshua and see Yeshua. Every right here, God, we thank you for that. We honor you, God. Bring them hostages home, God. Just like they prayed for our people who died in 9/11, we pray for them. And we curse the Antichrist spirit that's trying to come against them and persecute them. These are the last days. This is 100% proven that. And we thank you to be able to walk where you walked. And I thank you to be able to pastor these amazing people. We love you and honor you today. In Jesus' name.